not watched the full. Like, I've not watched that show.
I haven't watched BoJack in a while.
It don't grab my attention like that.
There's so much shit that I want to watch, dude. That's the crazy shit. I turned on Netflix last night. I was like, holy fuck.
Netflix got a shitload of shows.
I can't even finish watching that goddamn Wu-Tang thing.
I watched the first like 20 minutes of it. It is interesting.
No, dude, I sat down and wifey was like, oh yeah, let's watch that. And I look over, I'm smiling, right? I'm like, just nostalgia. And I look over and fucking 5 minutes in, she's knocked out.
Yeah.
And I sat there, it's four episodes. I sat there and watched 2.5 episodes.
Yeah.
Haven't gone back though.
Them
shit. Yeah, I can't. I want to see it. Like, I'm pretty hyped to see it.
It's really interesting.
What's the name of it again? Of Mikes and Men, right?
Of Mikes and Men.
Word up. We're rolling, by the way.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Of Mikes and Men.
Of Mikes and Men. Right. Yeah, I think everybody should check. I don't know if I have any reason to be proud of Wu-Tang, but I'm pretty hype at what they've been able to achieve the last couple of weeks with the documentary and the district name. That's pretty dope, man.
Shout out to Sasha Jenkins.
Word.
You know what I mean? Director.
I think. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because you said, I don't know if I'm proud of them.
Have we talked about the
conversation around saying that you're proud of somebody?
No.
But we don't know and don't act or have not participated in their achievement?
No.
It's weird because someone brought it up the other day. I was like, yeah, that's true. That's not.
Yeah, it doesn't seem right, right?
Right.
You guys are listening to, you folks are listening to Rap Sucks Radio. Thank y'all for checking in with us. My name is Trek Life and that's your homeboy, Kev Sakota.
Yes, sir.
And your fam, Mr. Suge in the building.
What up?
What up? What up? Opening question real quick. We're going to keep it real, real quick this time around.
Now. I got your gun.
You know what I'm saying? Not at all. Not at all. Are you familiar with the group Year of the Ox?
Cannibal Ox?
No, the rap group Year of the Ox.
There's a rap group?
You are not familiar with the rap group Year of the Ox.
I am not even. No.
You knew that I was going to say that I don't know. So
exactly.
What's the upshot?
Okay, so let's go down the line one more time. Are you familiar with the group Mountain Brothers?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So
peace, Chops. Shout to Chops.
So your old head energy actually extends all the way to like your Asian old head energy.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a such thing?
Yeah, I guess.
Is there a such thing as specific Asian old head energy?
Yeah. And you say that, Asian, and I just picture Gordon Liu. End of the services team. Like stroking my beard. Yeah, I guess. Yes, absolutely. Yes,
Gordon Liu would represent
Asian old head. Okay.
My point is that you don't know any new Asian groups, and you should know them because you should be telling us about.
Oh, Year of the Ox is new,
and they're dope. Oh, okay. Well, they're not new; they're recent.
How recent?
Whatchamacallit?
This is first of all, this is the longest opening question.
BTS.
Well,
what?
I'm out of here.
Come on,
we're out. Peace.
What's up? This is Orion. You're listening to Rap Sucks Radio.
That's the best drop.
Yeah, that shit.
Yo, what up, y'all? You are now live rocking at Rap Sucks Radio. Why do I keep saying at? Rocking with Rap Sucks Radio. You guys are not even going anywhere.
Sorry, man. People will figure it out.
Yeah, people should be able to know that they're not in the studio with us. I guess. I don't know, man. Some of y'all
anytime stupid. The show starts, just stop. Look around.
I'm curious. We actually got listeners from Canada.
What?
Word.
Yeah. I wonder what they're like. Are they like, dang, there's some actual sane Americans to listen to out there?
If we're sane,
I'm going to doubt that.
Yeah.
Well, I would say our opinion is pretty sane. At least a little more sane than my man, I might be pronouncing this wrong, but fuck his name anyway, John Naisbitt.
I don't believe it. I don't believe that's his real name.
John Naisbitt is out here tripping. And if you do not know who John Naisbitt is, you can go ahead and check WPXI.com. Because John Naisbitt is a bus driver in Utah.
Abortion state.
Good job. Good job, Utah. Double up. Double up.
But they got mushrooms? No, that's Colorado.
No, that's Colorado. Yeah, they don't even got mushrooms.
Fuck you, Utah.
Yeah, fucking Utah.
Sorry, Juggie.
Still not doing great. Yeah. John Naisbitt is a... Naisbitt is a...
I was just going to say, how come the guy... First of all, I didn't know the guy who invented basketball is still alive. Two, why are you driving buses?
He is a bus driver who a student, a 14-year-old boy.
Not even a real bus driver.
Not even, a school bus driver. Yes. Who would be, which technically is a real bus driver.
I'm playing.
But one who needs to be more responsible than your average daily bus driver. That's true. A young man's backpack, 14-year-old young biracial child, white and black. His backpack was stuck in the doors. The bus driver proceeded to drive, continue to drive, while noting that the little boy was trapped. He kept going a little bit longer. The mother is suing, I believe it's District Valley? Davis County. How did I get District Valley out of that? Davis County School District, because she believes the bus driver is racist. Now, some of you are like, well, why would that show that the bus driver is racist? When asked by the news, Mr. Naismith responded when they said, would you say that you're racist? His response was, no, not at all, no. Look at my dog. He's as black as could be.
Oh, there you go.
Now, is he a, how old is this man?
I have no clue.
78. No clue.
Yeah.
He's 78?
He said that the lawsuit from Brenda Mays is the mother. The lawsuit has forced him to retire early. Brenda Mays,
whole bunch of people whooping your ass make you want to retire early.
Well, Brenda's a white woman, so she hit the legal system. Like, you know.
Don't fuck with Brenda's baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't.
Come on.
Good one, Kev. Love that one, Kev.
Yo, that's a trap. You are, homie.
What?
John Naismith is complete garbage.
Garbage.
He don't.
You garbage, fam.
Oh,
Is that number two sexiest accent in the U.S.?
What? Was it Utah?
Wait, no.
It was not Utah. Did they even have an accent in Utah? I don't even think you can have an accent in Utah.
I don't know.
Wait a minute.
Salt Lake City is nice, though.
He's schmuck.
You have to have an accent to talk to four wives at the same time.
Well, I'm saying.
Come here, you. They ain't got an accent. They got an accent.
Oh, man.
All right, Kev, I'm going to let you take this one over, man, because I'm really interested in your opinion of this.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I went on the Twitter. And saw that Brett Stevens was trending yesterday. Probably died out shortly after I logged off. But Brett Stevens is a journalist. I actually don't know which publication he works. New York Times.
New York Times is where the article.
So he published an op-ed in the New York Times. But I knew I recognized his name. Seen him on MSNBC. He's kind of a funny guy. Pretty conservative dude.
Yep.
Go
ahead, phone. Just get involved in it. Just go ahead.
I got it.
You
silence.
Got the new phone, and then you don't even know how to work the phone. Here we are.
Do
y'all.
You have a? Can I throw it in a bucket of water? I guarantee you, it will stop working. All
right.
So yeah, he basically published an op-ed. The one thing I do want to know is why he did it. Oh, it's because of Joe Biden, right? Mm-hmm. So Joe Biden said something about, you need to help me. You never make me. I'd like to not have to really be responsible for anything. You're really putting me in a bad place.
I'm sorry.
Biden.
Joe Biden, there's a video of Joe Biden saying, and I quote, he has no empathy for the younger generation that tells him how tough things are. That video resurfaced on social media.
When did he say that, by the way?
It said about a year ago.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah.
So the younger generation was still the shitty younger generation.
Nothing's changed. Go ahead.
I really hope they're not listening. I just think you guys have better things to do with your lives than listening to Rap Sucks Radio. Brett Stevens wrote a kind of a chastising opinion, an op-ed in the New York Times. But before I mouse passes back over to you, I would want to shout out. I got to shout out
two-handed
Brett Stevens.
Chest mouse pass.
he called the younger generation of millennials Gawker Spawn and Huff Pro Twerps.
What?
Fam, that's brilliant. That's old head energy.
He double dunked on him.
He's just straight. Yeah, he dunked on him. Then
he dunked
took the
on
ball
him.
Out of bounds.
Caught the ball.
He caught the ball.
Dunked on
dunked
him again while
again.
Staying in midair.
Yo, that is how I'm gonna refer to people at my job. Younger people.
He's like, it's one dunk for each nut.
Fam, you Gawker Spawn out here questioning Game of Thrones. Gawker Spawn. Twerp. Which is the, shout out to white folks, twerp is the whitest thing you can call someone.
Ah, that's
you twerp.
Is it? We might have to look at the Buzz. I'm sure BuzzFeed has a list.
BuzzFeed does have the whitest things you could call somebody on BuzzFeed. Yeah. Anyway, man, this is I want to hear your opinion on this article and the old head energy.
Well, no, like I said, I saw it on Twitter, so right away it's like it's probably bullshit. So you got to go and read it. So right away, I'm not happy with Brett because he's making me read extra words. So I'm like, all right, let me go read what he has to say. And it's not. It's he's just, and it's not bad. The whole thing is just. Well, there's a couple things. One, keep Sister Soldier's name completely and entirely out of your mouth.
Yeah,
Brett.
Yeah.
Brett. He said the country.
You New York Times twerp.
Yeah.
Fake news.
And why twerp?
But other than that, pretty much on board.
I didn't like that he capped for you know, Joey B's touchiness, aside from that, I was 50-50 on it. Like, I thought, like, I get it. As a non-millennial, I do get that.
Several times removed.
Several times removed, yeah. Not even. What? Are you even close? No, you're not. Nah, you know, I get that there's a little bit of bonus sensitivity. I do. Mm-hmm. But then I also really have a problem with the kind of pointless manhood nature, like pointless man code. So it's like, I actually welcome a little bit of the sensitivity and reaction because, you know, I mean, There's way too many bite the head off a chicken moments when I talk to people my age. I'll be like, yo, really? That's how we deal with that?
Right.
You know, your child doesn't like apples, so, you know, he's not a man? Or like, well, I don't understand like how this all works. Right, like, right. I'm like, so I do kind of welcome some millennial sensitivity because I just think it needs to quell some of the cornball man codes that y'all have. But anyway.
I think part of the millennial attitude is shows an evolution in just in general American humanity. Which is very positive.
Yeah, strong statement.
Right. Well, I mean, but that goes from, you know, issues of gender to issues of race and all these things, and just a general tolerance to, just because I'm not familiar with that doesn't mean it's wrong.
Right.
Right.
You know.
Right.
But the other side of the coin is that y'all are fucking crybabies.
Really are though. The Game of Thrones people though are the worst. But I kind of feel like those people, I'm still on it. Fuck them for two episodes. Game of Thrones has been over by the time this airs, by the way.
Right.
But yeah, fuck y'all petitioners. But anyway,
Cersei bodied everybody. Yes. She came back.
If she come back, I'm gonna be a little rolled.
She came back.
I really hope that's what
propped up by the golden arm and just beat the shit out of everybody with the arm.
The
golden arm.
The
golden. Was it gold? Was it bronze?
It was bronze. It wasn't even gold.
Was the hand bronze? I thought the hand was gold. Jaime Lannister's hand is gold.
I think it's gold.
Yeah, it's gold because the Lannister's gold thing. Yeah. Which would make that hand super heavy, which would really.
Wouldn't that be soft, though?
I
don't know. I don't know. Go ahead.
Fake gold.
he got that swap meet. Go ahead.
Side note,
Democratic presidential run. How many is it now? 240 million?
It's a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people. My feeling is that it's a fucking fire hazard at this point.
Yeah.
I think it's a two-person race.
Who? Between who?
Joe Biden and Bernie.
And really?
You think Bernie gonna make it this? You think Bernie gonna make it that far?
He's with those sensitive millennials, he is. That's where he has the lead on everybody.
Mm.
But Joe is like a thug.
Smoking Joe is the man, but you know, Joe Hands is the man, but
and poor little Kamala, wasn't it? Kamala.
Kamala could not get it. Man, look.
Kamala,
I love my people
to
death.
Just sit tight.
Boy, don't do nothing ever.
I think we should go ahead and spend roughly 15 more seconds on this because this thing is literally like determining who's gonna win the baseball game before the first out. It's right. Like,
shit, if it's the if Dodgers this, these days.
We are here. We are here at Chavez Ravine, and we're here for a long, boring, fucking ass afternoon of baseball, and we know exactly who's gonna win.
First of all, I do need to off the subject of the okay. That is a fair point.
Here we go.
So I will end it with I will go into a question that is not a topic that is not written down.
Oh.
Okay.
Who are you people that watch 162 games of baseball.
There are hardcore baseball fans out there, Trek and Kev, okay? I'm not one of them. But there are hardcore fans that watch.
There absolutely are.
They will watch all every game of their favorite team.
I do feel like it's a function of age, though. Because the older I get, the more I encounter people who are diehard.
I mean, that's a lot
of... You are people who get really good sleep.
I guess so. I don't know.
There's no way.
But me personally, I feel less, you know, like, because everyone says baseball is boring. That's not, you know,
that's not actually true.
But the older I get,
162 games of it is, though.
That's the thing. The older I get, the more I'm like, okay, I see how this, you can't watch, don't watch an NBA game and then try to watch a baseball game and think that you're going to have the same energy. It's a different, because they are professional sports, it's a different thing.
Oh, yes.
You know, it's like baseball is more like chess.
Right.
You know, so look at it in that way.
Right.
But 160 games? No.
162 games is a lot of games.
Man, that is just,
it just seems like I feel like the Dodgers are asking me to do too much. You know what I mean? Like every time the game pops up on my phone, I'm like, yo, come on, man. Like, you know, I got a family and like obligations. Like, why are you asking me to watch every time you guys come on? Like, this is crazy. Can I just watch y'all in the playoffs? And they're like, no, we're going to keep sending you the notifications. I feel like this just feels like they're attacking me. Like, it's just like, leave me alone.
And I need to find it and confirm it for the podcast. But it just reminds me of Peter Griffin. And I can't remember exactly what he says, but it's something to the effect of, it insists upon itself.
Oh, we talk about The Godfather. Yeah.
Were those the words that he used?
He was talking about The Godfather.
When they had that argument about The Godfather. Yep. That show, I haven't watched it in a long time because it seemed to go into like cartoon gore for some stupid reason. Okay. But when they used to get mad at Meg, I used to be like, this has to be the worst. That show used to be amazing. It certainly has changed quite a bit over
time. That show made me respect Mila Kunis.
Yes. Hey, but the show, so I'll say this, the show is still pretty good. They have one episode where Quagmire was hoeing.
Was what? Are you serious?
Quagmire was hoeing in the episode.
One episode?
It was one episode. No.
But he was actually a prostitute.
He was actually a prostitute. Male prostitute. Okay. And Peter was his pimp.
Fam,
it was like Quake Hog on point.
Bob's Burgers is taking that spot for that throne.
And millennials will never understand the beauty of that.
That show, Bob's Burgers.
This is the other thing about of either one of them. But this is the thing that I don't like.
Hold on, let me stop and say, old head energy.
Old head energy is coming.
Old
soon.
Head energy. Old head energy, right. And stop.
We don't hear a lot of people talk about political correctness. Mm-hmm. To me, it's always been, don't say something that's going to get your ass kicked.
True.
Right.
But lately, a lot of people who I hear talking about it are white comedians.
Right.
Which is,
yes.
But at the same time, my thing is, hey man, if you can say something that's super racist or super sexist, but it's just really hilarious.
It's funny?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, get that off.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Bill Burr is great at that.
Prime example.
Yeah. Because he'll also back it up, not deliberately, but naturally with something that is obviously an issue for his own people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Redheaded Bostonians.
Exactly. which are a different brand of white people of themselves. You know what I'm saying? Right.
But don't be some politician who looks like Draco Malfoy.
Shout it out.
Talking about political correctness.
Yeah. Right.
Stop it, because you're not entertaining.
Nah, you're corny. You're corny. Like, it's very easy. We just put it in hip-hop.
Art corny.
Yeah, cornball. Right. Nerd news.
Mm-hmm. Bring it.
Man, drones. Drones.
What about them?
Delivering kidneys and shit.
Ah,
fam! Wait a minute! Wait a minute!
It's big.
For the first time ever, a drone has, I should read this way so you can hear it on the mic. For the first time ever, a drone has delivered a donated kidney that was then successfully transplanted into a patient. University of Maryland Medical Center said last week, unmanned aircraft delivery could soon become the fastest, safest, least expensive method for beating the organ transplant clock.
That's shout out to the DMV.
Shout out to the DMV.
Yeah. Right?
Maryland.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Not one of the sexiest accents in the country.
Not at all. CNN.com is the source for this, the health news.
That's pretty cool.
So the drone traveled 2.6 miles. I got to give y'all some numbers. Mm-hmm. It delivered delivered the kidney in 5 minutes. And the benefit of this is, you know, they built an entire system to keep the organ, like, you know, in the best condition possible.
Right.
So it was like kind of a medical breakthrough and like a science breakthrough and a development breakthrough, all of these breakthroughs. And the one thing that's notable also is that, like, a lot of times the organ deliveries are unsuccessful. They don't reach their destination. And when they do reach their destination, they're not in the best condition to be used. So, you know, this is actually a pretty amazing thing.
Because the faster you get there, the more likelihood of success.
Yes.
Right.
In the procedure.
That's cool.
Yes.
My only question is, do you need Amazon Prime to be able to get this?
I was going to say, you took my joke, man. We Amazon Prime and kidneys. Listen, I am ready, but I'm telling y'all right now, because AI, listen, robots, you are listening. I know you're listening. I'm ready. I'm ready for y'all. Y'all finna take over
Huawei,
anyway.
OnePlus, at the bottom of a bucket.
For real.
Sup.
What's up? No, the thing is, listen, AI technology and drone technology. If I order something from Amazon for the cost of Prime, I'm ready for y'all to fly that joint to my door. Like, let's do this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, some dude, shout out to the Amazon delivery folks, because 95% of the time, y'all good. But the other 5% of the time,
horrible.
I'm like, okay, that's not my door. That's not my address whatsoever. And you threw it. I know you threw it. Because you took a picture of it in the air. What's going on, fam? What's going on? They gave you a Mercedes van. You got a Mercedes van. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Why are you throwing this? Like, what's going on?
But that's the thing. That's the thing I love about Amazon, is because you know when that delivery person gets back to home base, Bezos is going to put him back in his cell. And pistol whip that
cell. You're talking about kennel.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, Bezos. Sorry, like, I'm being too generous.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's a cell is 8 feet high. So, like, Bezos is like crawl.
See
ya. Yeah. Jeff Bezos he actually does look like a supervillain.
He does. He does
in real life,
which is awesome.
It is
I
pretty.
Feel
awesome.
Like that's his thing
to look that way.
Yeah.
Since birth. Cause they show like high school pictures of that dude, and I'm like, he was born. Always look like that. That's crazy.
He was born to be a villain.
Certainly born to be a villain. I'm excited when they talk about technology. This is kind of the side they don't talk about, though. When there are these advancements, you know, and these copyrights and these these patents go through. A lot of times, by the time they reach us, there's something that, you know, is for fun or whatever, novelty for us. Right. Like Google Home. I have a Google Home. I have the settings on it or whatever. I turn off my lights with it or some of the lights in my house or whatever.
Right.
But the patents within the technology of Google Home are also being used in the medical field. Maybe not so much to voice command your surgery, but there are other places for this patent. So when you see drone technology being used for more than just, you know, flying it over the ocean to take B-roll for your goof nut YouTube video.
Why is that so bad?
No, I like it. Actually,
I like EDM.
I like. Were you just like bass for no reason? Just pointless bass? Isn't that the definition of EDM?
Pointless bass. The definition of EDM is bass that you have to wait for the right timing.
What's the build?
The drop.
I've checked out. Okay, so sometimes at Snapback, I do say Snapback a lot on this show.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
And I never really explain.
Yeah,
so
come on.
For those of y'all who are in the Los Angeles area or the, you know, greater Los Angeles area, we do an old school hip hop club. Also in Vegas, we do an old school hip hop club on Thursday nights. It's at the Federal Bar in North Hollywood. on Friday nights, it's at the Federal Bar in Long Beach. And on Saturday nights, it is at Kasi Restaurant in downtown Los Angeles.
That's how you say that?
And in Vegas. They switch. I think they switch Thursdays.
Hooters, I think, right? Is that where it is?
No. Is it at Hooters now?
No.
It's not. I was about to say, wait, are you serious? Because I don't know. I don't even know. But it also is out in Vegas. And you can go to Snapback Live on Instagram, and that it'll give you the most. That's where most of the information is.
Old head energy for young people.
Yeah, we rock. Like, young folks come through and party.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
Because it's old school hip hop all night. Throwback jams, as they call them. I've never heard that term. I hadn't heard that term till like 2 weeks ago.
When what, throwback jams?
Throwback music.
You never heard that?
I never heard that referenced as a genre of like DJ. Like DJs play. I play throwback music.
Okay. Got it.
I had heard the term, of course. But anyway, and I'm the MC for your Long Beach and your Los Angeles nights. No, I'm not in North Hollywood.
So while you're listening to Nelly, you just talk about Brett Stevens.
Right. I just turn around. Sometimes I'll be a good sporting MC over it. But anyway, I bring that up.
That's like very rare. That's extremely rare when Trek does.
He is trash.
Only reason why I say it is because I'm there with him.
I stand with Nelly.
Do you? Because his career sat down quite a while ago.
Let me tell you a little
secret. You're the only one. He's not even standing anymore.
I got to say, it's a little secret. Whenever the DJ knows that Trek doesn't like Nelly, they play a Nelly song.
But they also, every once in a while, you'll get a guest DJ who will play kind of the like EDM-esque remix of the
That's
the
what I was wondering if
song.
You were going to say. Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? And
how does that go?
Dude, I've checked out 3 times before we've gotten to the song, right? It's like I'm like, yo,
let's go tonight.
Right. And then it's like pointless bass, loud.
The EDM production style is definitely like a dude who's telling a story on heavy coke.
Right.
He's like, no, but wait.
I agree.
Wait.
Oh, I forgot that part.
Wait, no, hold on, no.
Oh, I know DJs out there are mad right now.
Yo, be mad. Oh, my God. Is there a DJ out there that's mad right now? Lean in really close or turn it up. Fuck off. Entirely.
We're going to war with EDM. Let's get it cracked.
No, listen, man.
This is how old head energy this podcast is. EDM died about
like 50 years ago.
Tell Lucky Lou that. Oh, my bad. That just dropped. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. We love you, Lou.
Sorry, Lou.
We love you, Lou.
It's a lot. It's just loud. That's the old head energy it is. Like, it's just loud.
It's all loud.
No, man. Come on, man. Guy is not loud.
That's another topic. Wait, hold on. That's another topic for another show. Because we have to go back. We're going to do an episode on that.
I'm still ready for the robots, but I hope the robots don't play EDM. But it does seem like when technology reaches this point where like you're on the road and you look to the right of you and there's a clear machine thing driving the car next to you,
yeah,
that thing's going to be listening to EDM.
Nah, they're going to listen to
Migos.
What happens if like a super like ill artist, like, you know, any type of art, and a super ill musician, like a rapper, is like an AI creation? Do we be like, nah, that's whack, son? He got like for real ghostwriters across the like all of the. Do we make the ghostwriter conversation? Like, how do we deal with that?
I'm gonna tell you this.
We're gonna treat him the same way we treated Vanilla Ice.
Nope. Yeah. Or Karis won't go find it and hit it with a crowbar.
We have to accept them into the hip hop community immediately before they destroy us all.
Carol's gonna come up with a crowbar hard as ever.
Yo, does your son play video games, Shug?
Not anymore. No, not really.
Not anymore. No. Not as much. Mm-mm. Not as much. Nah. He does box though.
Yes.
Okay. What would you do? What would you say if you found out that
Hold on a minute. What does playing video games have to do with boxing though?
Can you give me a moment to do this setup, son? Jesus, I was in the middle of it. It was fresh.
I'll find out with the rest of you.
What would you say? What would you say if your son came home and said, Dad, I have a varsity letter in playing video games?
I would literally be like, huh?
All right. But so.
Because I say that because it's weird what you can get, like, praise for. Well, I mean, let me tell you why
I set this all up for you.
Okay, go.
Hawaii School District in Honolulu has made e-gaming a sport. It is called video games are now a varsity sport in Hawaii, and the eSports state championship happened on May 14th at Lolani High School. Roosevelt played against Lolani.
Iolani?
Not Iolani, Lolani. No, but that's another L. Like,
P and played yourself in the L.
No, the L looks... Okay, it's either Iolani or it's Lolani. I can't tell whether this is an I because it's not written. If it's Iolani, I'm sorry to all my Hawaiian folks. Whatever, man.
Oh, my God.
Y'all ain't treat me good because I was black in the beginning. Okay, anyway.
Where are we going?
Y'all was only cool with me when I grew locks, Hawaiians. I love y'all, but come on, let's do this. And then all of y'all was Filipino. Y'all wasn't even natives. Anyway.
It got real quick. Okay, go ahead. Continue.
My wife is going to be so mad.
Yeah.
Who's going to be mad?
My wife.
Randy's going to be mad. You better pissed. Play this episode for real soon. Hawaii.
Randy.
You better play this episode real soon. Real soon.
Anyway, KHON, Channel 2 News, reported that Roosevelt versus Iolani or Lolani High School. The players competed playing League of Legends, which is like a multiplayer online battle arena video games. Roosevelt won that matchup. Okay. Shug, is this really a sport?
Really a sport?
Is it a sport?
I would say it would take some level of skill.
Fair.
A sport? Maybe. I want to say yeah, but you know, old head energy to be like this. That ain't no real sport because you ain't really doing nothing. You just sitting there playing a video game.
Sakota won.
Can you get a letter for like debate team? And
you can. Okay, so then
if debate team is a sport, then
I feel like calling it a sport is a little different though, because it's more of a competition.
Well, I didn't think you could get a letter for debate team.
Well, you know what? I don't know. I wasn't on debate team. I just said yes because whatever.
No, I mean. But some of the skills that... Okay, so listen. If these are kids that are not going to go play football...
Fair.
Then, you know, and it gives them the opportunity to be on a team and practice together and build camaraderie, then, you know, whatever.
Well, it's kind of like a chess team.
Sure.
Like a chess team. Yeah. It's just different kind of
game. I'm fine with it. I'm not countering your point arguing with you. Is that equatable? Chess to
that's
to,
also you because yeah. We call it esports,
right?
I don't. What do you do in League of Legends? I'm absolutely not a video game.
It says it's a
I assume you go and kill people.
Battle arena.
Okay, so okay.
Well, yeah, it sounds like a battle arena.
Sport.
Sounds like a sport.
Yeah.
Like I said, it sounds like a competition.
Yeah.
If you have a team that goes out and kills people in an actual arena.
It's a form of sport.
Also call this a sport. But because you probably don't.
Thank you. I was like, wait.
Have a team of people who goes out into arenas and kills people. Then you know what? No, fall back.
I'm actually pretty hyped for these kids. I'm not saying. I think everybody in this room is cool. It's cool.
Because they're going to be the ones that go and make millions of dollars on YouTube, letting people watch their.
Yes.
Playing.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Because we had a homeboy I went to junior high with. His name was Tomo.
Yo, the homie Tomo.
Tomo was like a Street Fighter legend. They did like a, I saw it like by a couple of months back. They did like a little video on him.
He used to just body brutalize people at Street Fighter. It was crazy.
Right. And then he just stopped playing. He stopped.
But he did competitions in Japan. He actually went out there and did it.
Found God?
Well, I mean, he also was like kind of like a Steve Nash-esque basketball. He was really good at basketball, too.
Yeah, he was.
So it was like this kind of weird thing. But you think to yourself, I mean, the years ago that we were in high school, if Street Fighter was a high school varsity sport,
right.
He would have been like the most dominant person in the, you know what I'm saying, in the state and likely in the nation. How much that would have... What I want to know, though... And this is an important question. how does Lori Loughlin Photoshop her child's face over theirs? You know what I'm saying?
Wait, your daughter has Asian hair? What?
Yeah. So I guess it'd be like, yeah. I mean, think about it. Even back in the 80s, they had when Pac-Man came out. They had Pac-Man competitions.
They did, like, but it wasn't so much.
It wasn't in the schools.
And a lot of these things you use as extracurricular activities to to put on your college applications.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm curious of how this is just the beginning, and it may phase out, may die out. Maybe they don't get enough kids. Maybe kids that really play video games is like, man, it's corny. I don't want to play in my high school. Y'all stupid. Whatever.
The true school people.
Yeah, the real. You not real.
You not real.
Yeah. Maybe those kids show up.
Fake
and,
ass.
Yeah. They show up. And I mean, it's possible that they're there. Cause
fucking sell out.
They would be virgins in high school, likely. So then, you know, they'll grow
up. You got that letter.
Can't sell out that letter. You sell out. You're not even real. Nah, but maybe this goes far enough. I'd like to see like college competitions. I'd like to see what the NCAA how they do this.
Oh, they're gonna probably freak it and tweak it. And
how do you use black athletes to?
I guarantee you that esports will be the first time the NCAA pays players.
Like I'm saying, how do you use black athletes to fund this?
They're gonna play basketball, video exactly. Basketball. That's kind of cool. Video game basketball. Say they won't.
You know what, man? On a real quick sports note, but it'll be weeks since this has happened by the time this aired. But the New Orleans Pelicans got the number one draft pick,
right.
In the NBA, the number one draft pick this draft.
Mm-hmm. The Knicks didn't get it.
The Knicks did not get it. There were people who tattooed Zion on themselves.
Why would you do that?
That doesn't feel.
But see, those are the New same Yorkers, people. Those are the same people that petition outside. Right.
But I just that doesn't feel like
I blame Reddit.
As much as I'm a LA dude and I'm a all city dude, like I'm a all area LA person. Petitioning does seem like something that goofball LA people will do. Like I'm sorry, I love the city, I love the area, but I feel like I could find. You know what I mean? Like I could drive to parts of Anaheim or whatever and find somebody that would actually go petition against the Lakers. I'm not really familiar with New York. I'm like, where would the dude that tattoos Zion, what part of New York would he be from?
Die hard, though.
All right. So, that's fair.
Okay. Yeah.
I just don't know New York well enough to know like where that person would be from. You know
okay,
I mean?
Think about your New York teams. You got to be fucking tired.
No, that's true. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, you got a point. Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like an odd thing for New Yorkers, but I guess you're right. They're diehard.
They're diehard fans.
All right, so here's my question. There are rumors, none of these are likely true, but let's play hypothetical.
Go.
That he didn't sign with an agent, and he still has the ability to go back to Duke and play one more year.
Did I see that, or did I get that from you?
You might have seen it. I've never discussed it.
Okay.
I haven't discussed it yet. But...
So if he doesn't declare, he can...
He doesn't declare, he can go back to college.
Okay.
If he is your son, I'll start with Kev. What do you say to him if he says, I don't want to play for the Pelicans, I'd rather go back to college?
I don't know anything about the offer. Was there an offer? I don't know how this works at this
point. He would make about $25 million over 5 years if he goes to the NBA.
Go there.
Go play for New Orleans. All right, Shug. Zion Williamson is your son. He's like, I don't want to play for the Pelicans. I'd rather go back to Duke. What do you say?
I would probably, if you want to go back, go back.
Go back. All right.
I'll go back.
I'm going to tell you why. It's because I'm going to just show him the image of his fucking shoe.
Exploding.
And say like, listen, this could have gone a lot worse.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. That's just me. I mean, I can see the dollar behind it. Like, I can see potential, but like, what if he still needs to sharpen his skills or whatever? If he go back to school and gets better or whatever, and then after his last year or whatever, then still get an education and whatnot, then enters, he'll be a better athlete. And be smarter going into it.
Yeah, short of injury, that makes sense. But this is a conversation we've had, which is
Get like, them bread. That bread.
They're not, so they're not that, paying
the,
you.
Yeah. They're not. And there's a segment of this show called But Nah, right? That we were talking about. So this is where that comes in. Like, Suge, man, I feel you, but nah. Because here's the thing. I would generally refrain from using this word on this show almost ever. That this will be the one of the few times.
Okay.
If Zion Williamson is my son and he says, Dad, I don't want to play for the New Orleans Pelicans. I want to go back to college for one more year. I'd be like, nigga.
I'll be saying that word a lot on this show.
Yeah, 25 mil on deck. Get your stupid behind down there to wherever and go play basketball for 25 mil. Like, what are you talking about? You don't want to play in the NBA for 20. You know how goofy you sound right now? And by the way, I want to make sure that we note that this is not a real thing. This is a rumor. He never said he doesn't want to play.
Right.
He hasn't openly said any of it. We don't even know. I don't even know if the agent thing and the non-declaration thing is true. I don't know that. And by the time this episode airs, we'll be clear on the answer one way or the other.
Right.
But post-discussion that was had where you heard Trek Life say that he would look his son in the eye and say, nigga, go your stupid behind to the NBA and play for whatever bum team offers you bread. Listen, Lamar Odom smoked his whole leg off. And is still a millionaire. Like, listen, you know what I'm saying? I know dudes that are educated, that are living on the margins. That are some of the smartest people I know, and they bread is, you know, they bread not usual. Shout out to Slum Village. The dude's not usual.
Right.
But Lamar Odom smoked everything away. Lamar Odom smoked himself into a skeleton and back. He took so much. Come on.
And you worried about me on this show.
Come on, listen to me. Listen, Sean Kemp has 11 kids, and he's fine because he went to the NBA to play basketball. You can, if you are an NBA player, they do these 30 for 30s and blah, 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 blah. And I like these.
Yeah.
Because they give me perspective.
Right.
None of them dudes is homeless.
What?
They ruin their damn lives.
Right.
And they're perfectly fine. Zion, listen to me. Nigga, take your old Julius Randle looking ass into the NBA and go make this bread, man. What you doing right now? Yeah. You know what I mean? You could do the Shaq thing and go back to school when you feel like it. You know what I'm saying?
But I
think the thing to repeat here, just so you know, is that Lamar Odom smoked his body apart and is still a millionaire. He's perfectly fine. Caron Butler is getting a whole new hairstyles in 5 minutes, man. Like, it's a thing. You can use your money for wonderful things. Go to the NBA and just get this bread. That's what the whole college thing is about, is the ability to go get this bread. This bread, dude, drones is delivering kidneys. Nigga, it's a brand new world. Go get this bread. I'm saying. Marlon smoked it. He smoked. Most people. Okay, I'm done after this. Musicians.
I want to change my answer to.
most musicians can smoke it all away. You know what I'm saying? A lot of musicians can smoke. Like, I mean, you know, rest in peace to Whitney. And of course, Bobby Brown is out here. No, I'm just saying. I'm saying, like, we know Whitney smoked. Like,
hey, Whitney, yo, let me tell you the real about Whitney, all right? Whitney was a great singer.
Wonderful.
But Whitney had a different life. When the cameras was on, she was like perfect.
Hey, do they all have their lot of? Yeah.
And then when the cameras is off, she was like crack is whack. But cocaine take away the pain, baby. Let you know.
Welcome to New Jersey. But the thing about it is, shout out to my folks in Jersey. I love y'all very much. This is a very important thing I must say.
Yes.
To
we love everybody. Jersey. Yeah, we love everybody.
It's rough. It's a rough. Rough city, some rough parts of Jersey, though, boy.
Woo,
it's
brick city,
rough.
Yo, red,
y'all are out there,
red man,
y'all
my
out
neck.
There surviving, fam. And the houses, the brownstones look nice, man. You guys are doing a good job with that, but
wow,
it seems like we can't go on the East Coast now. I feel like it, but yo, we love everybody.
I think everybody in Philly hates me, but with all that being said, a musician can make a fair amount of money and can ruin it. You know what I'm saying? But
it seems like
it's and I know that there are examples, and I know people would flood, you know, flood my Facebook with all these examples of athletes that have failed. But in these days and times, when you're making $25 million off the rip as the number one draft pick, $25 million off the rip, fam, you got to go get your bread. I mean, and it's going to be divided up between agents or whatever. You walk away with a little over half of that or whatever. But the reality is,
right,
you got to go get this bread.
And if you spend it right, if you freak it right, good.
You're good. You're good for life.
Yeah, because I never, when I gave that answer, I never thought about he can go back. You can go back.
Absolutely what it is that right. the NCAA is not paying you to be there.
No.
But they're making a lot of money off you. If you go to play college ball, you might not, by default, aspire to play in the NBA.
Right.
But you know if that's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know it's
you know right away if that's the path you're on.
Yeah. Right.
And if that's the path you're on, go play.
You might, yeah.
Go.
Yeah.
Go play.
Now I hope that I just want. I just hope
it's not like you got to stay there for the rest of your life either.
The front row tickets for the North Carolina versus Duke game were $3,000.
And if you go there and suck, don't worry about it because
you got 25 mil guaranteed.
Yeah. Right.
They can bounce you around the league.
It doesn't matter where you play.
It don't matter. They owe you that money. Yeah. Or at least 23 million of it.
And how are you going to disrespect the city of New Orleans?
I hate the disrespect that New Orleans is going through with that. I mean, you know, the organization is made bad decisions, but the city is nice.
The city is great. Yeah.
It is, although it is the smallest market in the NBA, though, by far.
And they have bad drainage, evidently.
Well, there's that too. I don't know how bad drainage connects to the final topic we have here, but
we'll throw that in anyway.
Kimye.
Yes.
They got the new little ones. You know what I'm saying? I didn't make up Kimye.
I know you didn't make it up.
Oh, okay.
But you used it.
Well, yeah, I mean,
you're part of the problem.
I am.
You're not.
Okay, I'm sorry. Kim Kardashian West and her esteemed husband, Kanye West.
Oh, that's very, very
I have a brand new baby boy.
Mazel tov.
Congratulations. Healthy baby boy, which is the most important part.
Fair, very much.
And they have chosen a name for this young man.
What is it?
Shug.
You want to give the ignorant answer or the proper way?
Go ahead and, dealer's choice.
Okay, the baby name is Psalm.
Psalm.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, Psalm.
Here's that back. We I don't think just a couple times we're gonna say Psalm.
Yeah, Psalm. I don't understand why they named the baby that. It gotta be a story behind it. I mean, they're an interesting family off the jump. So I just curious, like, what made them name the baby Psalm?
I'm
curious.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm curious.
Yeah, they're crazy, like that.
Because what's the name of the kids?
That's four kids now, right?
Yeah, that's four. So what's the name of the...
What's the second one? I can't remember what it is.
Aren't they all directions?
One of them is Saint.
Oh wait,
okay.
North Saint.
Yeah.
I thought two of them were named directions. No, actually, why? North, south, west.
Fam, why is none of them named?
Why would you
East? Central West?
Why would you not name
West
it
West?
East?
That's what's up.
West West. Kanye is coming for us. Bring it on, buddy.
Oh man, been listening to Rap Sucks Radio. This is your homeboy Track Life.
Get it crack,
fam. Hold on. Kev Sakota.
Yep. I'm all pumped up.
And
come on, Kanye. Bring it on. What, you gonna pray with me? Come on. Let's go. Let's get it cracking. Show.
And that over
it's
there,
old and cracking,
is special guest, and I don't know. He bullied his way onto our show. That is your man, Mr. Shug. What up, though?
That's right.
What up?
I do want to say this before, as we close.
Please do.
I will not shout out a lot of albums because I do not listen to a lot of albums.
Right. Shout out the Wu-Tang album. Huh?
Oh yeah. Well, yeah.
Oh yeah, I heard the new
one. Yeah, the new song was pretty
good. They just dropped the new one, right?
I mean, you know. RZA sounded so uninspired on that verse.
I haven't heard the new one.
He just sounded like he didn't feel like it.
There's only one cat I know on Facebook who heard the new Wu, and he was
new album or song?
Album.
Okay, because I wouldn't heard that song.
And he was not impressed.
RZA sounded like he had just wrote it and like didn't really, you know. I'm sorry, but RZA just, I don't know. The zigzag law just didn't sound like he cared. He sounded like he was in his 40s or 50s and rich already. It's a different. There's a difference between rappers who are broke and hungry and rappers who are rich. Like, it just, there is. And we've come to that conclusion that when there's really, it seems like it's a foregone conclusion. Like, when there is really nothing to really achieve by rapping, people be chilling. Like, it ain't no big deal. Whatever. Phone
in verse. That's interesting.
Although Ghostface doesn't seem to have done that.
And so Ghostface is quite secure financially. So I think if we say for the love of it, they just tired. Maybe some are just tired.
I mean, you know, I'm not
sticking up for RZA. I'm just saying maybe some of them are just tired.
I can't wait for that new Cocaine Shrimp album by Ghostface.
Go after it.
Are you serious? The title's
no,
Cocaine.
I'm about to say
if have it we is, talked about, oh, we talk man,
about
that's
we talked about that.
I don't think we ever talked about it.
Oh my God, we gotta talk. Okay, we'll talk about that
Cocaine
next episode.
Shrimp.
It's still relevant. What I was going to say
I'm still
is
hungry.
the Schoolboy Q Crash Talk record.
Oh yeah.
Is dope.
Okay.
It's dope. You gotta check it out.
I still haven't seen it.
It's within it. It's he maintains a quality style over new age.
I like
beats.
Him a lot. Yeah. And I saw somebody shade the record and I hadn't listened to it. So
now I don't think there's a lot of shade. There's the second track on the record, I think it's the second track, it's called Tales. Woo! Bam. That song goes. Anyway, I just want y'all to check it out if you want to check it out.
Q.
Yeah, Schoolboy Q. Shout out, man. Dope record. And we are out of here like last year, y'all. On the count of three, we say peace. One, two, three.
Peace.